Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is our first podcast, The Eagle's Nest, with Spencer Boyd, myself. And we're talking Chili Bowl tweets with Josh, the PR guy.
What's up, everybody? Spencer, good to be with you, buddy.
Yeah. So,
not like I'm with you all the time or anything.
Right. This is our first one, first podcast, and we're going to try this out. So, being the most patriotic driver in NASCAR, want to do this, call it the Eagle's Nest, right? My new logo just came out.
Yep.
The Eagle with Spencer Boyd in it.
Bald Eagle Boyd.
That's right. Ginger Billy.
Yeah.
Our comedian friend from down the street in South Carolina gave me that name.
Yeah.
I say us.
Yeah,
you're the PR guy,
part of the brand
gave me that nickname,
and it stuck.
It stuck for sure, man. It's pretty cool. That new logo is sweet. So we'll have that on social media.
Can I just tell you real quick how excited I am for Daytona and for this year? I mean, going truck racing this year. You got your first full time year under your belt last year in the Xfinity Series. Going truck racing now. It's gonna be a good year.
It is. I'm excited. You know, and doing this podcast is more to talk about, you know, we'll talk about my racing for sure, but we want to talk about Twitter and just different things, right? Different racing. So as we get in, if this goes well and we keep doing it, which we hope we do, we want to, you know, talk about the top tweets from Truck, Xfinity, and Cup, and I'll kind of give you a driver insight on the truck race, and you'll give them a PR guy insight on the truck race and just racing in general. We'll kind of get into that. We're going to look to do this for about 30 minutes, give or take. And the tweets, that's my thing.
Yeah. Well, I was just about to say, you know, we were just talking about this before we went live, and it's how Twitter has given you a platform to really interact with your fans. And you've met a lot of really cool people out there. You can kind of get an insight of what people are doing, what they're saying, and you know, be interactive with them.
It's fun. You know, what I like about Twitter is it's buried really quick. But if it's a good tweet, it does really well. Like, we're going to talk about some tweets that did awesome during the Chili Bowl. And that hashtag.
Yep.
Useless Chili Bowl. I mean, I've never been. You've never been.
No.
But we want to go. Looks like a lot of fun. Maybe participate. I don't know. I've never ran dirt. We'll talk about that here in a little bit. But this is the Eagle's Nest with Spencer Boyd. Josh PR guy is going to be on there a bunch. We're going to talk about Twitter. We're going to talk about tweets. But who brought this to you? This is brought to you by Speedway Digest and 1A Auto, my sponsor for this year.
Yeah.
Go to 1A Auto,
by the way.
Yeah, thank
1A Auto, new partner.
It is pretty cool. You know, I got some great partners, a lot of partners that have been with me for a long time. Grunt Style, you know, been with me 3 years. And then 1A Auto Parts coming on board. It's great. You know, looking forward to Daytona. It's coming up, so that's kind of our break, right? That's our 1 minute break, and we'll get into the tweets of the week.
Absolutely. So we're gonna try to talk about three topics here. You know, what was buzzing on Twitter during the Chili Bowl?
So first one, Tony Stewart's tractor.
Yeah, this got so much attention.
Was that a Jason Aldean song?
She thinks my tractor's sexy. That's not Jason Aldean.
No.
My big green tractor.
My big green tractor.
Yeah.
That's
Jason Aldean.
That's Jason Aldean.
Take you for a ride on my big green tractor.
Yep.
So this blew up in the Twitter sphere. It was Tony Stewart up on his big green tractor doing track prep. And, I mean, we're just going to chat about Tony Stewart for a second here.
Well, the man is a driver. I mean, just flat out, he's a wheel man. He's very accomplished in all forms of motorsports, which, you know, I'm 23. How old are you?
I'm 24.
So we were definitely around for the heyday of Tony Stewart, you know, winning that championship, running well all the time.
Tony Stewart, for me, and probably for you too, I'm always going to picture him in that 20 Home Depot car for Joe Gibbs.
For sure.
And then, obviously, he went and formed with Gene Haas, Stewart Haas Racing, ran the 14 for a while, and then we saw him get out of the car, transition more into that owner role. And this past year, I couldn't believe it. This was Stewart Haas's 10th year as a team.
Hard to believe
that they've been a team for 10 years. And look at all the success they've had.
For sure. A lot of great drivers over there. They've expanded. But it's really cool to see Tony Stewart. He loves dirt. He loves NASCAR. He loves motorsports in general. Anyone that knows anything about Tony knows that he's won every form of racing there is. True driver, and he's really good at track prep.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, he owns his own track at Eldora, right? And you're actually going to get to race there this year in the Truss Series.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. First time, I've never even seen Eldora before.
So that's going to be a whole new element to your racing resume this year to get out there and wheel on the dirt.
It's going to be different.
In a truck.
In a truck, right? Something that's not even built for dirt. But we're going to get out there and slip and slide, have some fun at the Mud Classic or something. That's going to be cool. But that was a really popular tweet. Who posted that?
This was NASCARism. If you guys do not follow NASCARism, he comes up with NASCARchasm, excuse me. It's basically NASCAR sarcasm, right?
Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
And this guy, he just comes up with the most brilliant memes, NASCAR memes. I mean, it's so this tweet that we're specifically talking about is he tweeted, please tweet Tony Stewart and let him know if you think his tractor is sexy or not.
So 1,500 likes, 128 retweets. It was popular. It was cool. But it's gone, right? It's over. You know, on to the next thing. So speaking of dirt, NASCAR. And talented dirt racers.
Yeah, I mean,
who comes to mind when you think NASCAR drivers on dirt, right off the top of your head?
Well, obviously the winner, Christopher Bell. I mean, Christopher winning his
Way to go to our next combo.
Yeah,
Christopher Bell, we got you.
I kind of jumped right in there.
Let's not say why he's great, but he's great.
Yep. I mean, come on, you raced with him last year. How many wins? Seven? Was it seven?
Record breaking year.
Seven or eight, one of the two. I mean, but we've seen him. We've talked to him. Really cool guy. Your old fodder, Hayden Reeves, is tight with C. Bell. And just a wheel, man. It's cool to see all these drivers who have come from dirt and almost how the dirt world is merging with NASCAR.
Yeah, I mean, so you're right. Bell, big name, well known. He's won a lot. We'll get to that in a little bit. Another big name, Larson.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
I mean, came from dirt. He's had some controversial tweets about dirt and how he loves it and he wants to be a race car driver, but maybe winning the Chili Bowl would be more important or mean more than the Daytona 500.
Yeah, he said that last year. I think it was right on the heels, right after the Chili Bowl last year, when they're asking him about the Chili Bowl, and he was saying that the Chili Bowl would almost be more important than a Daytona 500, and that kind of rattled some people.
Has he ever won the Chili Bowl?
Nope. He's lost pretty much every way possible. It's kind of funny. Me and my roommate Cubby were watching the Chili Bowl the other night together. And we were kind of relating it, you know, on a smaller scale, but obviously Dale Sr., it took him 20 times to win the 500. And I don't know how many.
Did you just compare
the
Daytona 500 to?
Well, this is like the Daytona 500 for dirt racers. And I don't know how many attempts Larson has had in this Chili Bowl, but it seems like he's lost it, you know, almost every way possible.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think he's definitely going to be a fan favorite next year as far as someone who really deserves a win. But there's a lot of guys out there that are big-time NASCAR drivers and small-time NASCAR drivers that were in the Chili Bowl. You got to look at Stenhouse.
Yep.
I mean, big time.
Yep.
He's a super speedway ace currently.
And, you know, another name that comes to mind for me, who, again, you raced with a lot last year, Chase Briscoe.
Yeah. And you got Bowman.
Yeah.
He didn't make the AMA. Mm-hmm. It happens. But one of his cars, Leary or something like that, made it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool. Then you have Tanner Berryhill.
Chad Boat.
Chad Boat, yeah.
NASCAR,
been in NASCAR. J.J. Yaley.
Yeah.
Our buddy, he didn't make it far. That was rough.
Yeah. J.J. had a rough.
And that's the cool thing about the Chili Bowl. They have EFFF crazy mains, right? Like 340 entries. That's a lot of entries.
Well, see, that's what I wanted to get to you about was the fact that there's, what, over 340 entries?
O main. I'm on Google right now. There was an O.
Yeah. So, but, I mean, the fact, so over 340 entries, right? And who does the race come down to? I know we're going to get into this a little bit later, but
probably next.
Christopher Bell and Kyle Larson, two of NASCAR's biggest stars on dirt, duking it out.
All right, we're taking a commercial break. We got to take a commercial break real quick. So, one of my great sponsors, I'm sitting here chowing down on some kick-ass beef jerky. Actually, the sausage and cheddar cheese is my favorite, and they package it right next to each other. So you can either eat one at a time, or you can bite, and you can get a little bit of both. It's pretty cool. It's almost like the cheese is in this meat stick, but it's not. It's side-by-side. It's pretty cool. It's a double pack. Check it out. Use Boyd 10 for 10% off. Maybe we can talk them into doing Boyd 20, because that's my number next year.
It sure is.
Number 20.
I think all your sponsors just need to have a Boyd 20, 20% off flat across the board. What do you think?
I think it'd be cool. I think it'd be cool. What if Chevrolet did that?
Oh, man.
Man, we'd have we'd probably have more fans.
Hey, I'd have a nice Silverado if that was the case.
But you're driving a Volkswagen.
Volkswagen. Sold by your dad,
Paul Boyd. That's right. All right. So let's get back to my dog.
Your dog is trying
my
to
my dog,
eat
Kimber.
You're jerky.
Yeah, she wants to be therapy. All right. So. This is our first time doing this, so sorry if
we told you it was going to be rough.
Yeah, it's rough. we're probably going to laugh, and we'll figure this out as we go. But let's get back to the Chili Bowl. NASCAR drivers, Tanner Berryhill, guys like that were in it. But it came down to Bell and Larson.
And, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm just pulling up this tweet here. By Eric Estep. Let me just read this tweet real quick. And this kind of what we just covered, but just wanted to touch on it real quick before we transition completely here. He said, one thing I do like about NASCAR drivers racing in non-NASCAR events is that we can really see how talented they are. People say it doesn't take skill to be in NASCAR anymore. Well, two of NASCAR's youngest stars just dominated the biggest dirt event of the year. Hashtag Chili.
I like it. I like it.
And that's what we're kind of just talking about, how over 340 entries, and yet it came down to two of NASCAR's biggest stars on dirt for the win.
So, you know, a lot of people say, you know, NASCAR is easy, you're turning left, da da da. People can say dirt's easy. It's usually people that are on the couch and don't know what's going on. My dog is still having a blast during this. But at the end of the day, you see these guys winning NASCAR races. Kyle Larson wins cup races.
Yeah.
That's the top level. Christopher Bell sets records in truck and Xfinity. And then it comes down to them two for the win at the Chili Bowl, which is cool. I mean, the Chili Bowl has got a pretty unique name.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I haven't looked, right? And as Spencer Boyd here on the Eagles Nest, maybe I should have looked and did my homework. Why is it called the Chili Bowl? Do you know?
I think it had something to do with one of the original sponsors. It was a chili company or something as to why they originally named that. I guess it just stuck. So.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
But I mean, everyone loves it, right?
I don't know what the first Daytona 500 was. Like, I don't know what it was named, and it could have just been the Daytona 500. But could you be – I mean, what if it was the grunt-style 500 and then just – you know, it's every year style. After that, they're like, ah, you know, it's the grunt style.
The grunt style.
But, so, Chili Bowl, it stuck for a long time. But what about that move? I know you were watching.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, I have to be completely honest with you here. I fell asleep, and it wasn't because a lack of excitement, but the A-Main did not start until 1 a.m.
Wow.
And, you know, we talked about track prep and how much Tony Stewart put into that with his crew, and they wanted to make sure that track was perfect for the A-Main. So they took their sweet time preparing the track, and I got sleepy. So
yeah,
I didn't quite get to see it live, but as soon as I woke up in the morning, I'm like, okay, it's recorded. I got to watch this and see who won. But so Larson obviously dominated pretty much, right? He led.
Yeah. So, I mean, Larson's done what Larson does all the time. He leads a lot of laps. Mm-hmm. I think you see it. I haven't watched the Chili Bowl a million times, I'll be honest. So I think you see the guy get out front and run
yeah.
up there.
It seems like, I mean, I'm not a huge dirt guy, so I'm learning, but it seems like clean air is really important in dirt as well. You know, you like get that clear track and you can dig.
We talk about clean air and NASCAR all the time and how aerodynamics play a big role. And dirt, it doesn't, but you got dirt flying up.
Yeah.
I grew up having a blast racing dirt bikes as a young kid. I started on that before go-karts. Ran four-wheelers all the time, grew up hanging out on the farm. You can go a lot faster when your buddy on the four-wheeler in front of you is not slinging dirt up in your face.
Honest question. I literally just thought of this. So
that's saying something.
You're a big motocross guy though, right?
I love it.
So I watched
– Go Cooper Webb.
I watched the motocross deal a couple weeks ago, and I thought it was so cool they had tear-offs on their visors.
Yeah.
Did these guys do it too? I didn't even see.
So, yeah, there's definitely – tons of tear-offs flying around the Chili Bowl. And they do a good job because, let's not forget, the Chili Bowl's inside.
Yeah.
I mean, who eats chili outside? And what's your chili of choice?
And if I could eat, my chili's got to have cheese and onions in it.
My chili, I think, would have chopped up kick-ass beef jerky, maybe Reaper sticks in it. Oh, man, that'd be fire chili.
You didn't even eat a Reaper stick. You cried just looking at it.
I ate half one. It's hot. Mm. I'm a wimp when it comes to that. My dog is finally laying down. I'm so proud of her. Kimber.
She's having a good old time. But let's kind of, that was a little rabbit trail there. But let's
sure.
let's try to reel it back in. I want to talk about this move that Bell was able to make on Larson. So Larson led, right? He got out front. We talked about how important it is to get out front. Coming to the white flag, it looked like, and you can elaborate on this as a driver, what it means he missed the bottom.
Right.
You know, coming to the white, and then he missed the bottom again.
So it looks like Larson. It looks like Larson going into turn three, coming to the white,
mm-hmm.
pitches it, right, like he's supposed to, and just misses the bottom, slides up, loses time. Bell is straight digging.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going for his third Chili Bowl in a row.
I mean, he closed the gap. I mean, Larson was – this was his race. I mean,
I know. Folks, there's no spotter. There's no mirrors. You're just straight wheeling it all day. So did Larson know? Like, it's like Supercross. They don't have a spotter, right?
You know,
am I wrong?
I don't know. For me, when Larson missed the bottom, coming to the white, and then I think he realized the pressure maybe at that moment, and then he missed it again going into one.
And
boom. And Bell just sailed it on in there. And I want to talk about, from your perspective, is that a dirty move or is that clean? I mean, you're going for the win. Everything's on the line.
There were 340 entries, and you're about to beat a cup driver who's known for being a dirt wheel man. You're going for your third straight, Toyota's fifth straight for Keith Coons. You know you got a shot to win. Your teammate. And as long as you don't wreck them and let the third-place guy win, who wasn't on their team, obviously.
Yeah.
So you got to be respectful of that, but you also got to go for the win. I mean, Chili Bowl is once a year. It's big. And you owe it to everyone working on your stuff, your sponsors. He had a lot of sponsors on there. So He owed it to them to go get that win. I thought it was great racing. I don't think it's a problem. You know, I'm sure it's going to sting a little while for Larson, and it should, right? As a race car driver, it's all about being in control of something that's out of control and doing it better than everybody else.
Sure.
And I think the Chili Bowl's that in a nutshell. That's what it is. It's out of control. It's inside, dust flying, and you're racing the best of the best from NASCAR, dirt, doesn't matter. They're all really good. Let's take another break here for a second. Let's kind of take a look at our notes, figure out what we're talking about next.
Sure.
Thank you for listening to the Eagle's Nest with Spencer Boyd, brought to you by 1A Auto Parts. Check them out. Really cool. Great deal on parts. Quality parts. At a great price. Go check them out. So, taking us back to the Chili Bowl, all right? Fifth straight win for Toyota.
Really?
I mean, I mentioned it a second ago, but you think about that. Like, in NASCAR, people complain about, Ford won all the super speedways, or Toyota's winning all the races. I mean, this is the biggest dirt race, and Toyota's just crushing it. I mean, they got a great program.
Yeah.
As a fan, right? You were a big-time fan before you became Josh the PR guy.
Sure.
What do you think about that? You like a lot of manufacturers being in the sport?
Yeah, I mean, my dad and I were Dodge guys, so I definitely miss Dodge being in there.
Yeah.
It was kind of cool how they had a walk-off, so to say, with Brad Keselowski winning that championship, and then they went out of the sport. I'd like to see Dodge come back in. I think Toyota has been a great addition to the sport. And you see that, for me, it's the manufacturer dominates for a couple of years, and then it comes back around. A couple of years ago, you saw Toyota, Joe Gibbs Racing absolutely dominate. It seemed like the Toyotas were winning everything in NASCAR, and I think last year it was more Ford really caught up. Stewart Haas, Penske.
Yeah. I'd say Chevy had a down year.
Yeah.
But I don't expect that this year.
Well, they had the new car, and they, you know.
ZL1 Camaro.
With everything, it takes a little time to figure out what's going on. So
much like this podcast, we don't know what's going on.
We don't.
We got, I don't know, 7 minutes left of our 30-minute podcast, and we've already got through our talking points as far as the Chili Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the cool things that I kind of forgot about the Chili Bowl, that burnout.
Yeah.
Was it a burnout, a spin out, a Davies donut? I don't know what it was.
It was a drop the mic moment. Christopher, I mean, he seized the moment. He won the race. It was his third one in a row. And I'd love to try to do one of those burnouts in one of those.
It's so cool, man.
I mean,
they're so light. And they got so much horsepower. I know a lot of people probably don't realize, like, power to weight ratios or don't get to experience it. But those things are short wheelbase, tons of power, super light, somewhat kind of top heavy the way the driver's up, kind of on top of everything.
And if you guys missed what we're talking about, if you go on Twitter and watch Chase Briscoe's video,
who's that?
Huh?
Who's Chase Briscoe?
NASCAR driver.
He
didn't make the A-main, right? So then he goes up in the grandstands to watch, and he had a front row seat for this burnout.
His buddy, Bell, wins.
And so, like I said, if you didn't see it, he flipped in his burnout. So
for sure.
He did a little burnout, cut the
but
wall.
But he was all right.
Oh, yeah, he was fine. He was having a good time.
That's cool. We drop the window net when we're okay. I don't know a whole bunch about dirt, but whenever I see someone flip or wreck, first thing they do is throw the steering wheel out of the car.
Yeah.
And I, like in a sprint car, right? There's no window net or something. I feel like that's their sign of, like, they're okay.
They're okay.
I don't know. Maybe
I don't know. I think he was just
probably shouldn't talk about it on the show. Like, we know or don't know what we're talking about. Half the stuff, we don't know what we're talking about. We know that 1A Auto Parts has great parts. We know that Kick-Ass Beef Jerky is delicious, and Grunt Style has a beer guarantee, so anytime you have a shirt that you outgrow, stain, or don't want, mail it back and you get a new one for life. I mean, it's pretty cool. So really appreciate everyone tuning in for our first podcast, The Eagle's Nest with Spencer Boyd. Got Josh, PR guy. We talked Chili Bowl, and basically through this podcast, we want to start talking about in the future, right? It's going to get easier when NASCAR starts back up. One, that's something we know. We know NASCAR.
Yeah.
That's why we're here. It's what we love. We love the sport of NASCAR. What we're going to do is talk about Twitter and a top tweet. So what was a big tweet that happened in the truck race, the Xfinity race, and the cup race?
Kind of the big moment from each race.
Yeah.
You know, if you will, from the Twitter sphere.
For sure. So that'll be cool. And then we'll talk about tailgate talk.
Yeah.
So what is tailgate talk?
Yeah, tailgate talk, we're going to have a special guest.
So we got this cool call-in number, and we're not taking any callers today. But we'll take a caller, kind of talk about whatever, right? We can talk about the upcoming week.
Mm-hmm.
We can talk about what happened.
Yeah.
And what did you call it?
Twitter.
The Twitter sphere.
Twitter sphere.
Twitter sphere. It's interesting. It's different.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can say that. So we'll have a caller come in and do some tailgate talk. It's always cool to hear from fans. Like, that's one of the big things about me on social media. I love talking to fans. Hearing their input, it's cool. You know, I feel lucky to be a race car driver. And, you know, not too long ago, you were just a fan. You weren't in the sport. So I don't mean it just a fan, but that led you to want to have a career in NASCAR.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as a fan, it's always cool when your favorite driver connects with you. I mean, it's, as a fan, it kind of feels like the drivers are on this whole different pedestal than you, and there's no way they know your name or whatever, talk to you. So the fact that you take the time to talk to some fans and to be personal, I think that's why, you know, we've done such a good job building the Spencer Boy brand, is we're about the fans, and
yeah,
you know, it gives you a platform to be yourself.
You know? I like to talk, probably talked a lot on this, talked a lot. I've been a fan of NASCAR forever. I like the history of the sport, and I'm just happy to be a part of it. You know, to be in the truck series is awesome. I was Xfinity last year, top five most popular driver, thanks to some fans.
Yeah.
Really appreciate that. And, you know, all my sponsors and just fans supporting them. And back to the Eagle's Nest and kind of about that, next week we got the Rolex.
Ooh. So for me, the Rolex is kind of always the start of speed weeks for me.
Yeah.
That's when you really start getting excited for Daytona. I mean, a lot of people, I know they say it's the duels. I know that's kind of NASCAR's first thing. But the Rolex is kind of the kickoff for Daytona.
And maybe some people say the Chili Bowl starts it.
Yeah,
you say that Rolex starts it. Some people say the duels. But the Rolex is cool because, again, you get a lot of different drivers. I probably don't see a lot of dirt drivers doing it.
Jeff Gordon did it last year.
You know, Jeff won.
And won.
Really cool. There's been some great winners. I mean, you've seen Juan Pablo Montoya. He's been in it a bunch.
Allmendinger
is, like, always in it, and he always does good.
Isn't he commentating this year?
He's not racing?
Cool. No, he's commentating. And I think Dale Jr. is doing all but, what is it, two segments, I think? He's going to stay up almost the entire night.
Wow.
So I love Dale Jr. up in this.
I mean, how can you not? I mean, like, I think at first everyone's like, okay, you know, how's this going to go?
Yeah.
Then the guy gets up there with a microphone and it's like,
he kills it.
This is awesome. And he knows so much about the sport and the enthusiast.
And just, it shows he's a race fan, you know? I mean, that's why we're all here. We're all race fans. We all love NASCAR, and I love to hear that perspective from Dale Jr.
Well, it's the final minute of our first 30-minute podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed
it. Hopefully we didn't scare everybody off.
Hopefully we didn't scare everybody off. But at the end of the day, I think we're going to have a lot of fun doing this. We're going to take some callers. The call-in number will be 215-383-3681. There's no 20 in there. Sorry. Again, that's 215-383-3681. So we will, you know, take a look at that. We'll have a call-in person next week for the tailgate talk, and we'll talk about the Rolex 24. So I'll get my notepad ready. Watch that race. We're gonna have some fun.
Oh yeah.
You guys take some notes, get some questions, and if you have a really good tweet, maybe I don't know what the hashtag is. Rolex 24, Eagle's Nest.
There you go.
I don't know. So tag it. And, guys, really appreciate you tuning in. Looking forward to this NASCAR season starting up. Hope everyone enjoyed the Chili Bowl. here at the Eagles Nest, we want to congratulate Christopher Bell.
That's right.
Three in a row. Awesome. Great guy. Really cool. And thanks for tuning in, y'all. Have a great night.
Yeah, thanks, guys. And I appreciate you having me on, and we're looking forward to this.
We'll have some more fun and do this Eagles Nest with Spencer Boyd a little bit more.
Thanks, guys. Sweet.
All right, now.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.